Welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veteran Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now the host of Minnesota Military Radio Hour, Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons. Did you know that 2,400 Minnesota soldiers will be returning home from deployment soon? And nearly one-third of them say employment is a major concern. We'll tackle this issue with a roundtable discussion with the state's top experts. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Very few things are more important to the success of a business or a corporation than a good employee. Businesses need employees they can depend upon, that they can trust, and that they feel comfortable promoting through their ranks. In the Minnesota National Guard, we have 14,000 of them that show up ready to train and ready to lead. A recent survey of nearly 2,700 citizen soldiers deployed in Kuwait tells us that as many as 28% of them are concerned about employment when they return. Some were laid off prior to their deployment. For some, their companies closed up while they have been deployed. Yet others have found a greater sense of purpose and are inspired to do more than they have ever done before. An interagency employment working group led by my officers with members from the Department of Employment and Economic Development, Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Minnesota Colleges and Universities, County Veterans Service Officers, and the Department of Labor have been working together on a plan for these returning service members. We are ensuring these service members have up-to-date resumes reflecting the challenging and difficult tasks they endured while in Kuwait. We are bringing them up to speed on the latest industry trends in the Midwest and new networking techniques. Soon, you will have an opportunity to hire them. How do you do that? Post your job at minnesotaworks.net and be sure to label it veteran friendly. MinnesotaWorks.net is where we're telling our service members to go to look for good jobs. Next, connect with your local Yellow Ribbon Network as they have the inside track on someone looking for a new opportunity. For more information on hiring today's veteran, go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org and click on employment.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Joining us for a roundtable discussion today is Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, Major Aaron Kranz, Chief of Deployment Cycle Support, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon with Minnesota National Guard, and Barb O'Reilly, Director of Women, Veteran, and Employment Initiatives at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Jim. Major Kranz, happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Barb, are you over there?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Jim, I want to start talking to you about a new initiative. It's called the Minnesota Interagency Military Employment Working Group. What is it, Jim?
It's a group of state partners, federal partners, partners around the state that actually started meeting in May of 2011, just about the time the soldiers in the brigade combat team were leaving. And the goal was to create a system when they come back that would help them get lined up with what it takes to get a new job, job search skills, resume writing skills, networking skills. There's a variety of things that we're going to work with them on, but the goal was to make the experience for them as smooth as possible. Things are getting better in Minnesota, but it's still a challenge to find a good job. And the goal on this was to put them at the head of the line when we're looking for jobs. We want them to be able to compete, and we want them to have the skills and the tools necessary to get a good job.
Jim, as we've been talking to guests over the last year and a half on this show, there's a lot of interest in helping veterans find employment. We've talked to groups from all over the place, and this is really an effort to put some focus on it and have everything run through DEEDS. But can you tell me, this is a group that's comprised of, who are members of this group to try to pull it all together?
It is. In fact, Tom, that's what's significant about this is, Minnesota National Guard, Veterans Affairs, Department of Revenue, the Veterans Administration, the Army Reserve and the National Guard Bureau, agencies from across the state have come together to focus on a single mission. And we want to get this right. And so we want to talk to all the partners, all the stakeholders. These folks are all at the table with one goal, and we're all going in the same direction. And it's a significant accomplishment. You don't see this happening in other states.
And, Jim, you've created in your department a landing page or a place, a central location for people to go to. And where is that?
That's positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. And if you are a veteran that's looking for work, if you're an employer that wants to post a job on minnesotaworks.net, you can start with positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. And there's instructions, a simple three-step process for veterans and a simple three-step process for employers that are looking to recruit veterans.
This is Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and we're talking to a roundtable panel today about employing veterans. And, Jim, when people go to positivelyminnesota.com/veterans, what do they find there? What's the purpose of the group, and how's it all coming together?
There's, some links there. We're trying to make this as simple as possible. Understanding there's around 1,500 websites for veterans to search for work on. A lot of times we hear from veterans that it's just too much. It's information overload. So we're trying to keep this simple and effective. And the way we've done that is DEED, Department of Employment and Economic Development, is the primary workforce development agency in the state. So their web page, positivelyminnesota.com, we've got a page off of that, /veterans, where employers or job-seeking veterans can go. And you click one link, and it's got a simple process that involves contacting your vets rep in the local workforce center.
Major Kranz, did you have something to add there?
Absolutely. I'd like to add on to what Jim said about this interagency employment working group. You know, when we brought these state and federal and local partners together, add in the military, both the National Guard, Army Reserve, and other branches, well, we really wanted to find out. We knew great things were going on out there, but we also knew that maybe on the military side or on the civilian side, we weren't talking the same language. So really identifying what we all did, what we can do better, where we can identify the gaps in providing information and or helping our service members prepare to best compete, like Jim said, for employment opportunities out there. And I think that we have come a long ways in identifying where we can all help out and fill those gaps and prepare service members to find employment.
Jim, we've just got a couple of minutes before we have to go to break. At that page, positivelyminnesota.com/veterans, you've got a couple of questions to answer. What the veterans do, and then what do the employers do? You want to walk us through that?
Sure. Again, we've boiled this down to three steps. If you're a veteran and you're looking for work, we'd encourage you to go to your local workforce center. There's 49 of them across the state of Minnesota. Each one of those workforce centers has a local veterans employment rep that's assigned to cover that workforce center. And that's your first stop for help. Again, the workforce centers for people who are looking for jobs are the places where the resources are and the staff to help them do that. We have 32 veterans employment reps across the state of Minnesota, and all we do is work with veterans, and you find them in your local workforce center. The second step that we suggest is complete something called GPS Life Plan. GPS Life Plan is a goal-setting tool, and sometimes if you don't know where you're going, you don't know when you get there. And the idea behind GPS Life Plan is to help soldiers and veterans think about things like job goals and educational goals. So another key step in this whole process of setting up a plan. The last thing we ask you to do is post your resume on minnesotaworks.net. And it's the same place employers are posting their jobs.
And Jim, what are the three steps for employers?
Employers start with go to minnesotaworks.net to post your job. It's simple, it's easy, and it's at no cost to you. If you need help, you can contact, step number two is contact your local veterans employment rep at the workforce center. Again, that information is all available on positivelyminnesota.com. And then finally, we suggest that you go to Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. Again, it's full of resources and information, and is another good source of possible recruits or veterans.
We'll be back with more from Jim Fenley, Major Aaron Krenz, and Barbara Riley in this roundtable discussion of employing veterans on the Minnesota Military Radio right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're having a roundtable discussion today with Jim Fenley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, Major Aaron Krenz from the Chief of Deployment Cycle Support for the Minnesota National Guard, and Barbara Riley, Director of Women, Veteran, and Employment Initiatives at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Major Krenz, I'm concerned, we're concerned about all veterans and employing all veterans, but right now, the Minnesota National Guard has the 1st Brigade Combat Team over in Kuwait. We went and saw them in November, and they were doing great, and they look great, and they're doing wonderful work. But I know that you've got some information. There's quite a few of those folks coming back and probably going to be looking for work.
Yes, there are. In fact, we've got over 2,700 citizen soldiers with the 1st Brigade currently serving in Kuwait in support of Operation New Dawn. They represent over 500 communities throughout the state of Minnesota. And we are excited for the return. We also know that prior to their deployment, through our employer support of the Guard Reserve screening at their soldier readiness processing, we were able to identify some service members and what areas they were looking for employment in. So we went into the deployment knowing that there was going to be some concern. With support from our interagency employment work group, we developed a survey to help narrow the field on exactly what the service member status would be. And of the right now, we've got over 1,000 respondents back from the brigade, from those soldiers, you know, in between their missions. And we know they're extremely busy, and we really appreciate them responding back to us. But we did indicate that 47% indicated they were coming back to employment. So that's positive news. What was concerning to us is that almost 20%, 19 to be exact, of the respondents indicated that they were coming back to Minnesota and will be unemployed. And that is our target population and what we're trying to help improve their skill sets, prepare them to come back and meet the needs of an employer who needs a good employee, and to help them with their resumes, their interview skills, and again, like Mr. Finley said, is to help them rise to the top of the list. So,
Major, that's quite a large number of soldiers coming back looking for work. Now, some of them, I would assume, maybe right out of high school, didn't have a job. Some of them may have been laid off before they left. A few of them might have experienced where their employer went out of business during tough times. But there's a lot of different reasons that make up this group that are coming back and going to be, when they go off active duty, they're going to be looking for work.
Looking for work or looking to go back to a school to get an education in a particular field of interest that will help them with their employment. So we certainly want to make sure that we set them up for success. Again, our service members are not entitled to a job, but we want to make sure that they are trained and have the tools to be the most successful and can compete at the highest level with other people for particular jobs.
Major, we know that MinSCU's got a lot of veteran service centers set up, and they'll help those returning soldiers that want to go back to school. But for the rest of them that are looking for work, when they come back, when these 2,700 members come back, what's the plan?
Well, as many people may know, our service members are part of our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon reintegration program, and which was founded here in Minnesota. And we expect that all of these service members and their families will be participating in the 30, 60, and 90-day reintegration events. And specific to employment, we're going to build on the things that we know leaders over in Kuwait right now are helping their service members through. Networking online, preparing their resumes, and possibly looking at interview skills. But we're going to caveat on that with the 30-day and 60-day events to highlight, and we've got very good professionals on board to help support with that effort.
This is our Employment Roundtable on Minnesota Military Radio here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Major Krenz, can you walk us through this reintegration program? Was the first in the nation and has been adopted by the Guard system across the nation. But can you walk us through the 30, 60, 90 date? What happens when they come back?
Well, approximately 30 days after our service members and their families reunite and go home together, we ask that they come back. And first and foremost, we want to do that because that gives an opportunity for them to look their battle buddies in the eye and make sure everything's okay. Ask those questions, how are you doing? Also gives our leaders an opportunity to follow up with their service members that they may have concerns with. Relating to employment, again, our curriculum is going to be built into this 30-day and 60-day event, which is going to refine their goals plus plans equals success that they're going to be working on. We're going to be doing those service members that have identified themselves as coming back unemployed. There's not going to be an option for them. They are going to go to a mandatory briefings that help them with their interview skills, with their networking, with their resume writing. Again, those are things that could have been optional in the past, but we want to ensure that those service members get to those classes.
Major, before we sent our soldiers over, was there any data on what their employment status was? And is there any indication of what type of work they'd be seeking when they return?
Well, we do know that a lot of the respondents said that they were going to come back to their former employer, and that's positive. But we know there's some transition concerns there as well. And a lot of employers have really built that into their reintegration process within their own companies to help their service member come back and reintegrate into their company, train them if need be on the new things that have changed. We do know and expect that this is going to be a process, and service members are going to have to really commit to the process to find employment. Again, they've been accomplishing a mission for the last year that has nothing to do with employment. And they're going to come back and compete with people that have had a year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years of refined interview skills, resume writing, and whatnot. To be able to bring that up to that point is going to be certainly a challenging task.
So in addition to this reintegration program, the veterans can go to positivelyminnesota.com/veterans.
That's correct.
And, Jim, we got about a minute in this segment. What about service members coming back from active duty, reserve, other branches of the service?
Again, we're suggesting that any veteran go to your local workforce center. If you're interested in posting your resumes on MinnesotaWorks.net, we've got about 47% of the employers that actually use that site hire from that site. About a third of the people who post their resumes have actually been contacted by an employer that uses the site. So it's great odds if you're looking for a job. And so that's one of the reasons we drive all veterans to MinnesotaWorks.net. That's the job board. PositivelyMinnesota.com is our main page, and there's a number of different services and resources available there to veterans and anybody that's looking for a job.
And once again, the landing page for them is?
PositivelyMinnesota.com/veterans.
Very good. Let's visit this week's Support Our Troops Showcase and hear from a military spouse whose husband is currently deployed. Last month, Zoe attended the Strong's Bonds Deployed Spouse Retreat. She was thrilled at the opportunity and shared her thoughts with Strong Bonds organizers via email. Zoe writes, "I am so impressed that a group of individuals went through the efforts to organize this meeting. I appreciate everybody's involvement and their efforts to take care of us while our spouses are serving. It almost feels like we're getting the support of an extended family. At the Strong Bonds retreat, I met other spouses who are experiencing similar issues, worries, and challenges. I saw individuals laugh, vent, and cry this past weekend, and it felt great to be around people who share my feelings. The child care provided to the event was excellent, and my daughter had a great time. The presenters we saw during the weekend were very good, steering discussions and providing a platform for spouses to ask questions, share examples, and vent. Additionally, the one-on-one meetings were very helpful. Senior-ranking members of the National Guard were on hand, showing us that the spouses and their children are appreciated and taken seriously. I look forward to future events that support the families back home. Thank you for investing the time in organizing these events. Thank you, Strong Bonds and the Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Corps, for making these important retreats possible and going beyond the yellow ribbon. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is a comprehensive program that creates awareness, connecting service members and their families with community support training, services, and resources. Find future Strong Bonds events that you can take part in by clicking the Events and Deals button at beyondtheyellowribbon.org. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, united to bring service members all the way home. When we return, we'll continue our roundtable discussion on hiring veterans. This is Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and I'm here with Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, Major Aaron Kranz from the Minnesota National Guard, and Barbara O'Reilly from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. But before we get back to the roundtable, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelledo.
There are so many great opportunities out there for veterans and military members. Today I want to share with you a unique training program that is now available for veterans, National Guard, and Reserve members free of cost. The program is called Veterans in Piping, VIP for short. Veterans in Piping is an intensive two-week training program in the welding and piping industry. Upon successful completion, including achieving a minimum of 2 pipe welding certifications, the program guarantees a job and entry to one of the apprenticeship programs as a second-year apprentice. The United Association of Plumbers and Pipefitters program coordinates with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, and 2 of their national contractor associations. For more information on this program, visit ua.org. In Minnesota, call Minnesota Pipe Trades at 651-291-5001.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelledo. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Now, another member of our panel, Barbara O'Reilly, the Director of Women, Veterans, and Employment Initiatives at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, has been quietly sitting over in the corner, and I think she's about ready to explode. Barb, my question for you is, why should our Minnesota employers hire today's veterans?
You are right. I am about ready to explode on that notion. You know, hiring veterans, first of all, it's good for business. Companies need good people working for them, and veterans are the right people to hire. First of all, veterans are leaders. Every young man and woman who goes through basic training learns basic leadership skills, and throughout their military careers, the military continues to hone these skills and make young men and women the best and brightest that they can be. They know how to take initiative for things. They know how to be responsible. They are motivated and they want to continue serving. However, now they want to come home and continue serving their employers. And they will do so with the same commitment and loyalty that they have served our country. You know, secondly, veterans have accelerated learning curves. We go through basic training, and then we go through a training course to where we learn our jobs. We do this in a very condensed time frame. It doesn't take us years to learn how to do something. We will learn something in a matter of months, and we'll learn it well. We learn things to standard, and we don't deviate from those standards. All of our veterans today are skilled on how to use the computer. You can't do anything in the military without computer skills. Everything from tanks to, of course, the high-tech imagery, as well as all of the personnel accountability uses computers. So you're going to have very technically savvy young men and women. Veterans perform well under pressure. Today's veterans understands the rigors of tight schedules and limited resources. And companies today in Minnesota have that same requirement. They don't have a lot of resources. They have to make maximum use of those resources. Hiring a veteran will allow a company to do that. Veterans know how to work hard, and they know how to work smart. They have a wonderful work ethic. They're not going to complain about 5 minutes of overtime. You can count on veterans. They're innovative and resourceful. Veterans are also mature and responsible. You know, when we look at veterans, a young man or a young woman who enlisted in the military when they were 18 or 19 years old, they may have postponed college, but they did not postpone the opportunity to learn and experience life. Many of our young men and women have gone over to places like Iraq, Afghanistan, and now, of course, the 1st Brigade Combat Team in Kuwait. They know how to accomplish things. They are confident. They know what they're doing. They need an opportunity. But if you give a veteran an opportunity, they will take advantage of that, and they will be good for your business. They've already achieved greatness. Now they're waiting for their next opportunity. So again, our veterans are leaders. They're accountable, responsible, resourceful, and hiring a veteran is just good business.
This is the Veterans Employment Roundtable on Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Barb, I've heard the figure 1% of our population today serves in the military, unlike World War II, Korea, Vietnam, when so many people were involved and everyone was involved. It's easy to not think about veterans if you're not involved in veterans issues. But there's 381,000 or more veterans in the state of Minnesota. We've got thousands of Minnesota National Guard troops been deployed around the country. When they come back, they've learned these skills. They're dedicated. They're disciplined. They've learned these skills in the military. How do you translate those skills into language that civilian employers can understand? What have they learned? How can I use them?
Well, first of all, don't try to pigeonhole a veteran or categorize a veteran as any one thing. Veterans in Minnesota come from all walks of life. In the Guards and Reserves, you have veterans who not only served their country, but at the same time, they were being educated, they were attending college, or they were working for a company, already making great achievements in Minnesota. And so then they took that civilian-based skill and combined it with their military training and experience, and I guarantee you they can do anything. One of my young ladies that I was speaking with about a month or so ago, at first she was very, very quiet about her experience in the military. She said, "I'm just concerned they will see me as an E4 in the military." I said, "Okay, well, what did you do in the military?" Pretty soon I learned that she was responsible for all of the reports for half of Iraq when she was deployed with the division. I was like, wow, you have done great things. You can do great things. Pretty soon she was very confident and she was excited to tell her story. Veterans need to have that ability to talk about what they've done. They need to be recognized for their skills. And once they're given that opportunity, they will do great things and add to the businesses that they're working for.
Major Krenz, we've got 2,700 or more members of the 1st Brigade Combat Team half a world away. And we talked to Colonel Kurska before he went, and of course we went and saw him in November. The logistics, just the logistics, pick up that many soldiers and move them half a world away, feed them water, ammunition, and they have to take care of themselves. Our soldiers, our military know how to take care of themselves, even in the middle of a desert. It takes a lot of skills, doesn't it?
It does, and we can't do it by ourselves, and that's one of the things that we want to help our service members articulate, is to sell themselves. A lot of times employers are asking, what did you do to contribute to the success of that mission? And in the military, it's all about we and as a team. So, you know, helping our service members to identify and say, I did this, which led to this. And employers are looking at what return on investment they're going to get and how this interview, your potential job candidate, can add to their bottom line. So that's one of those things that we want to help train our service members in, is to sell themselves. We know they've done great things. They've got great skill sets. And it's the disconnect of communicating that to a potential employer.
And Major, when you're deployed in Iraq or Kuwait or Afghanistan, you don't have a bad day. If you've got a job to do, you get in there and do it. Barb?
You know, and again, this is Minnesota. It's a state with 381,000 veterans. But for the largest point, we don't really think about the veterans. It's not like Texas where everybody you know is related to or knows a veteran. And so we have to understand all of the wonderful things that the veterans are doing throughout, not only Minnesota, but throughout the country and the rest of the world, and that they can really make a difference for our employers today.
Major, disciplined, dedicated. I mean, it's automatic. They have to do it, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, it's part of the culture, and that part of the culture can transfer over to the civilian sector in the form of a good job and being a good employee.
And Jim, where do they go for more information?
PositivelyMinnesota.com/veterans.
And how do these veterans translate their experience? Do you help them with their resumes? Do you help them tell, explain what they've learned to civilian employers?
We do. In fact, it's one of our greatest challenges, is helping soldiers understand that they need to start to speak in terms that employers can understand. One of the things that we tell soldiers is about 7% of the population in Minnesota are veterans, which means 93% of the people that they're going to talk to in an interview are not veterans. And it creates a communication challenge. So we try to train soldiers to speak in civilian terms. If they drove a tank, maybe it's better to say they drove a vehicle that ran on an endless track that had a computer system in it and ran on hydraulics. And there were three other people in that tank, by the way, so he was also a supervisor. Now employers can start to see that soldier doing things for their company.
And one more time, if people want to, if our soldiers are want to find employment, where do they go?
PositivelyMinnesota.com/veterans.
We'll return with our employment roundtable, and we'll be joined by the senior enlisted advisor to the Adjutant General, Command Sergeant Major Cindy Kahlberg. This is Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. This is our employment roundtable with Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, Major Aaron Krenz from Chief of Deployment Support for the Minnesota National Guard, and Barbara Riley from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Joining us now is Command Sergeant Major Cindy Kahlberg, Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General. Sergeant Major, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can you explain to our listeners what is a Command Sergeant Major do?
Sure. Well, in my role, I advise the Adjutant General on all areas involving the enlisted force, both on the air side and the Army side. Anything having to do with readiness, training, and soldier and airman care.
And how many months have you been in the position now?
Since October.
And how's it going?
It's going very well. I've been out to a lot of places and seen a lot of airmen and a lot of soldiers doing great things.
And I know you and the Adjutant General have been over to Kuwait.
We have.
And what kind of shape was the 1st Brigade in?
Excellent shape. They were very motivated when we were there, finishing up the mission of getting everybody out of Iraq. And as you know, they completed that mission. They've moved on to other missions, and they're very excited to be over there.
Colonel Kerska tells us over 3 million miles safely navigated, and they did a great job.
Absolutely.
Sergeant Major, we've been talking about employment opportunities for our veterans and specifically for our 1st Brigade Combat Team, Minnesota National Guard troops. And, Jim, what kind of efforts are going on today to get ready for those troops before they come home this spring?
The goal is to have these soldiers ready to compete for jobs when they get back. So we've already begun working with them via the Internet on things like resume writing and interviewing skills. They're communicating back and forth with our veterans employment reps in Minnesota on issues that they are going to face when they come back as far as employment searches. They're talking to them about best advice on the kinds of jobs they should apply for and where their skills may translate. So we've already started a lot of this work with them overseas.
So you've interviewed quite a few of them. You know who's looking for jobs, who isn't, where they live in the state. I mean, these troops, Sergeant Major, come from all over Minnesota, don't they?
They do, absolutely.
Barb, did you have a comment?
Well, I do, because I think that Jim has undersold what DEED has been doing in order to support the veterans. They've also been doing outreach with employers, trying to identify opportunities for placement, trying to identify opportunities for interviews. So when the veterans come back from Kuwait, they will have hopefully some interviews lined up and waiting for them as soon as they almost get off the plane.
I got to get Barb on our payroll.
There you go, Jim. You're being shy again and not telling us the truth, are you?
No, I tell you, there's an extremely dedicated, motivated group of people back in Minnesota, very anxious to get these service members back home.
This really goes much deeper, Jim, because I know you've been working with Minnesota employers for 30-some years.
Yes, since 1977.
Barb?
So it's really a great opportunity for the employers out there to get involved in hiring the veterans right now.
This is the Employment Roundtable on Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Sergeant Major, we've been telling everybody all morning that the place to go, the landing page, is positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. If a veteran's looking for work, what steps do they go through?
Well, obviously, as you've heard, it's going to take some dedication, planning, and strategic networking. But the place to start is really at thepositivelyminnesota.com/veterans. There they're going to be connected with a three-step process that will help them get ready to find that job. The first step is going to be that they're going to visit one of the Minnesota Workforce Centers. They're going to be connected with a veteran employment representative at that time.
Before we go to the second step, how many workforce centers are there, Jim?
We have 49 workforce centers, Tom.
And they're all over the state.
They're all over the state.
Thank you. Sergeant Major, please continue.
Sure. The second step for them after they've done that is to use the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities My Military GPS Life Plan to create a career goal. That's really going to help them decide where they want to go. Then finally, step three is going to be to post their resume on www.minnesotaworks.net.
And Jim, if you can just follow up on that a little bit, you're prepared to help them write resumes. We're prepared with the Veteran Service Centers to help them process today's GI Bill. We're prepared to help them with all kinds of things, aren't we?
Absolutely. Like I say, it's an incredible group of people that have joined together these agencies to provide services to vets. And we kind of have a policy in Minnesota, there's no wrong door. No matter where a veteran walks into, no matter what the issue is, we'll get them steered in the right direction.
Leave it to the military, but this is called the Minnesota Interagency Military Employment Working Group. Like those short names. What all our listeners have to remember is the focus is positivelyminnesota.com/veterans, and there's all kinds of help there, and if they can't find what they need, they can just contact Jim. I know that.
That's the easy button.
Sergeant Major, there's three steps for employers that want to find a good veteran to hire. Can you tell us about that?
I sure can. Those steps are pretty simple as the same ones the other one that we just talked about. They're going to start at positivelyminnesota.com/veterans, and then they're going to be finding that three-step process that we just talked about. The first step for employers is going to be to post their available job on www.minnesotaworks.net and label it veteran-friendly. The second step for them is going to be to visit their nearest Minnesota Workforce Center and contact a veteran's employment representative. They want to let them know that they want to hire a veteran at that time. Then the third step is going to be to connect with their Yellow Ribbon network, their local Yellow Ribbon network, to find service members that may be looking for new opportunities. They can find their network at www.beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
Thank you, Sergeant Major. Major Kranz, you're in charge of deployment cycle support, and you're in close contact, I'm sure, with Colonel Kerska and all of the soldiers that we have overseas. For all of those soldiers coming back and for the employers out there today that are looking for good employees, what would you have to say about, would you recommend your soldiers to be employed?
Absolutely. They want to be employed. They want to contribute. They want to feel like they're part of a team again. You know, they're coming off a very successful mission. They're going to be proud. We're gonna welcome them back with open arms. But we want them to re-engage not only with their families, but re-engage in their communities. And employment is one of those pieces. And we all know that if a service member or anyone struggles with employment, it can lead, you know, down the path of some not so productive behaviors. So we want to make sure that those service members have every opportunity and have the skills and training to set them up for success upon their return.
Thank you, Major. And Barb, one last question for you. At the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, you're working as the Director of Women, Veteran, and Employment Initiatives. There are a lot of women veterans today, and what are you doing special for them?
For women veterans, there is an additional opportunity for them in terms of a nonprofit organization called Women Ventures that will help support the women veterans. They offer not only some of the same resume and interview skills, but they also offer life coaching. So it's an additional opportunity for women veterans, very specific.
Thanks, Barb. And Jim, we're back to you. We're almost out of time, got about a minute left. Seems like all the focus from all the people and all the groups, all the goodwill, the groundswell of goodwill around the state is coming to your agency's doorsteps, the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Final thoughts on this program and where do they go?
We're ready. And we're anxious. Again, this is not just possible through the efforts of DEED. DEED played a significant role, but there are partners from one end of the state to the other that are making this engine go.
And veterans looking for work, where do they go, Jim?
Positivelyminnesota.com/veterans.
Very good. Positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. I want to thank all of you for joining us today on this Employment Roundtable. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, Major Aaron Krenz, Chief of Deployment Support from the Minnesota National Guard, Barbara Riley from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and Command Sergeant Major Cindy Kahlberg, Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General. And, of course, our weekly guest, Commissioner Larry Shalado, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk to the Minnesota National Guard's agribusiness team from Afghanistan, and we'll hear from one of the smoke jumpers of World War II's Triple Nickels. That's next Sunday morning at 7 right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm located in Minneapolis. He's also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force. We hope you found this program to be informative and entertaining. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. Podcasts of this program are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Thanks for listening.